I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant, Danny, 106.7 The Fan, Heath Evans, NFL Network is on the show at 1 o'clock. We'll bounce around the NFL. It's a football Friday. 1:18, we'll get into the Washington Nationals. What is your confidence that they're going to beat the Cubs? It's coming up on Grant and Danny. Your calls, 800-636-1067. You just heard what Joe Theismann had to say on the show. Question we're asking you, Kirk Cousins has played three games. He said before the year started, the ball's back in his court, he's got to go play well. Through three games, he's in the top 10 in passing yards, completion percentage, fifth in yards per completion, ninth in touchdown passes, eighth in completions of 20-plus, and he's the fifth-rated quarterback in football. Didn't even play well in one of those games. That's why I always say the specifics don't really matter. At the end of the year, he's going to put up the numbers by playing well enough that he's going to be around the top 10 in the league, and that's going to warrant having to pay him if you want to keep him, and the Redskins keep delaying that.
Let's say for the sake of argument, I'm sorry to cut you off, but let's say for the sake of argument he came out or slipped on a banana peel and missed all 16 games. He would still be in a great position.
Yeah.
You just watch what's happening. You watch the teams that cannot compete. If you're the Denver Broncos, for example, right, and Trevor Siemian holds you back from being a playoff team for the second straight year while your defense is filled with furious anger and devastation, and they're killing people, and you go on the road and lose to Buffalo. You lose this week to Oakland because he throws a couple more interceptions. You watch, name that Hoyer. You watch, Case Keenum scuffle this week if he does. There's enough bad quarterback play where it reminds me of the end of Can't Hardly Wait when Mike and Jennifer Love Rouillet are arguing, and he goes, "Who's going to want you now?" And she goes, "Somebody, Mike, somebody." That's Cousins' answer. Who's going to pay you? Somebody will.
Billy on
somebody.
Twitter just said to me, says, "Well, a lot of those yards are Chris Thompson yards after the catch." That is true. That is how football works. That is how the game works. Just like Drew Brees is allowed to get yards after reception, and Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
By the way, Kirk Cousins last year led the NFL in air yards, meaning that he had less yards after the catch as a percentage of his passing yards than anybody else. But yeah, you're right. Yards after the catch do happen.
Grant, you weren't aware of this. NFL press release. Tom Brady has to give back those yards that Brandon Cooks made after the catch. No, they don't count for him.
I had no idea.
Well, like when John Wall passes it to somebody and they knock down the shot, he doesn't get an assist.
So wait, when Brady threw that 7-yard pass that Chris Hogan ran 53 yards afterwards, 60 yards went on his ledger, not 7?
No, he just gets 7 yards. That's it. He has to turn him back in.
I forgot it was different rules. Let's go to Chris in D.C. Hey, Chris, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas?
Hey,
we know Cousins' numbers are expected. I mean, I don't see anyone surprised about this. We know Cousins feast on the terrible defenses, and against the great defenses, he wet the bed. We all know this. So, I mean, his numbers are to be expected. As we always say, and I want to win the Super Bowl, and just Cousins just always bothers me what he does when he plays against teams that finish the season with winning records. We know his numbers
like
are terrible.
Like Oakland last week when they blew him out.
They didn't have a win. I'm trying to say, once again, he's only beaten two teams in his career. That's Green Bay last year and the Giants last year. We understand what Cousins
beating
does.
I don't understand what you're saying. Beating two teams that what? What's the rest of that sentence?
That finished with a winning record. That finished the season with a winning record.
Okay.
In his career, there's only two teams. That's it.
Well, you can add Oakland to that list at the end of this year. Thank you for the phone call. I appreciate that. Again, he has beaten two teams. We're not acknowledging that he's played really well against winning teams and losses, like he did in New England where there were 7 drop passes in a bad loss to the Patriots,
others. What would have been a game-winning drive with a minute left against Detroit, a playoff team from last year, but the defense didn't stop anybody, but he didn't win those games. Here's what it is. He threw an interception against the Giants.
He had a great game against Detroit,
by
the way.
He played really well.
Great game.
He threw an interception against the New York Giants to end the season. That sucked. That is a thing that he did. But you can't escape these sorts of mantras. If it's this bad chain of logic. It's why that I won't do the thing that someone's the greatest of all time because they won the most Super Bowls, because then you got to go down the line. Well, if somebody won 5, he's better than the guy that won 4. He's better than the guy that won 3, then 2, then 1.
Here's the other.
Next thing you know, Joe Flacco is better than Dan Fouts and Dan Marino.
The other thing that's so dumb about that logic is, like, they beat the Vikings last year, right? Cousins had a great game without DeSean Jackson or Jordan Reed. If the Vikings win that game, they're 9-7. They make the playoffs. They lose that game, so they're 8-8, and they don't. So Cousins beat a team that would have made the playoffs. Had he have lost, it'd be another team that Chris tells us he couldn't beat that was a playoff team. Instead, he beat a team that would have made the playoffs without him. Similarly, in the division, they've beaten teams that have made the playoffs.
Beat Philadelphia twice.
But I guess that didn't matter. The Cowboys last year. Cousins threw for almost 500 yards in a nearly flawless performance on Thanksgiving Day. They lost that game. So I guess he stunk it. I don't know how that works. Let's go to Eric in Alexandria. Hey, Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Hey, Grant. Hey, Danny. Hey, man, let me say this, man. I've been kind of saying what Joe Theismann said for the longest time, man, because of the simple fact that we know what the Redskins offered Kirk. We don't know what Kirk was asking for. And then when you do hit Kirk Cousins like they've done it, you know, Kirk still held out, and Kirk settles for this. This is what Kirk wants. Actually, Kirk makes more money this way. If they keep franchise tagging him, he makes more money in the long run this way. And no contract is guaranteed. There is no such thing as a guaranteed contract. Because guess what?
But Eric, it's bad for the team is the point. I understand that Kirk can be happy.
It might be bad for the team. It might be bad for the team.
It's definitely bad for the team. It's definitely bad for the team.
But you also have to understand that if Kirk has a bad season, they want to get rid of him. They get rid of him right away.
Okay, but so that's what they're doing. They're just waiting on him to fail, and then they can say we were right and get rid of him. I mean, they've been wrong for 2 years, and maybe this will finally be the year. But a quarter way through, it doesn't look like they're right this time. That's not how you operate. You don't operate. The point is, the guy can do it or he can't. He's proven that he can, so you lock him up. If you just keep waiting until the year that he doesn't so he can go somewhere else, he'll resurface and play well again. Kirk Cousins on our show, Thommy grabbed here from earlier this season on 106.7 The Fan.
I think that's the conversation we had all offseason long was, is there a number that suddenly makes you feel at peace? And to be honest, if it had been about money, then yeah, there would have been a number and my agent would have sent an offer that was really high and we would have then done it. And the fact of the matter is that there probably wasn't a number because at the end of the day, it wasn't about money. It was about, you know, being in the right place in the right situation that's best for us long-term beyond just money. And so, again, money's not what runs my life. That's not the foundation of my life. And while money certainly helps and it helps make life more comfortable and more convenient, that really is all that it does is comfort and convenience.
Good cut grab there by Tom, I think, speaks directly to what Eric was just talking about. Yeah, he didn't give a response. You know why? Because they tried to get a deal done, him and his agent, for a couple of years. It didn't happen. And they said, next year, we're not going to be wanting to do the deal. It doesn't make any sense. So he said, no Sean McVay, no Pierre, no Deshaun. I don't know if Terrell Pryor's good. I don't know if Josh Doctson's going to be healthy. I don't know if I like Jay's play calling. I don't know anything about Matt Kavanaugh as an offensive coordinator. Maybe I'm not going to love it here anymore. Let's wait and see.
The team wanted a bargain, great value deal to fall into their laps after it was too late to get that.
Yeah,
and
that's a good point.
You don't get to do that anymore. You lost your L.A. privileges.
Heath Evans, NFL Network. Around the NFL will go next on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.